Ménage à Thun is up next with No Time to Die.
It's hard to believe after so many years. It's hard to conceive all the men without peer. But now we are here, who will answer the call? The latest James Bond has to be the greatest James Bond of them all. It's hard to believe after so many years. It's hard to conceive all the men without peer. But now we are here, who will answer the call? The latest James Bond must be the greatest James Bond of them all. It's hard to believe.
Now, I can practically hear the music behind this number, which may speak to the catchiness of the tune, or it may also reflect how it might be a little less inventive, maybe a little predictable, which is fine if it's catchy. But I get it. It's a single joke song. It lasts 2 minutes, which is maybe 1 minute longer than it really needed to be. After the punchline is delivered, the same punchline is repeated 3 times, and then we get a catchphrase. I like Wallace Shawn, don't get me wrong. I actually got to meet him in Seattle once. Anyhow, good voice, good performance, zero production, too much repetition throughout, and just one joke. I like Ménage à Thun, but if they make it to the next round, I'll do the cinnamon challenge with a tablespoonful of Iocane powder.
I don't think this was recorded to a click, so I guess it doesn't really have a fixed tempo, so not exactly a creative tempo change, but I'm gonna allow it. Kudos to Joanne for having the courage of her convictions to sing 100% a cappella on a track. I know that a lot of singers, myself included, would struggle with that. That's not easy to do, so she pulled that off well. I didn't notice a lot of tuning problems or anything like that, so kudos to Joanne for accomplishing that. As Ryan mentioned, this song is essentially a setup for a joke, with the punchline coming at the very end. And I think that the punchline could have been a little bit better if it would have been hinted that it was Wallace Shawn, rather than telling us it was Wallace Shawn a couple times. And maybe just by describing Wallace Shawn, or maybe even have sampling him saying inconceivable or something, might have been slightly better. I'm just trying to think of something constructive to say. Yeah, I agree. There's zero production in this. It was pretty much just a one take vocal, and I know that she sort of expected to have music to go with that, but it didn't really pan out. This may just serve as being an example of why you don't want to phone in a shadow, because you may get called up.
I feel like this has happened before, specifically with Ménage à Thun at a previous Spin Tunes, where they got reinstated on a song that was not great, and again obviously immediately just kicked out again.
Yeah. I think they also got reinstated and made it to the final round for Spin Tunes 13. So they've had mixed results with the reinstatement.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a bold choice, for sure. You know, I hated it, but I don't think it was really supposed to be something that put out there with a whole lot of effort or energy or expectation that they were going to go a whole lot of places with this. So yeah, I don't really know what to say about it.
It's kind of all the more admirable. You know, she felt compelled to submit something, even thinking that she probably wasn't going to get reinstated, even thinking that, well, I just feel like I should be more prolific, or I should be prolific. I think there's value in that.
There's value in people making music.